The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This episode is brought to you by 3Chi. 3Chi, it rhymes, is the industry leader in Delta 8 THC products. Delta 8 is a federally legal version of THC and is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. Go to 3Chi.com, the number 3CHI.com, to shop for Delta 8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S-21, at checkout and receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
All right, I'm going to need you to go ahead and pull the car to the side of the road. Throw your keys out the window. Okay, now open up your cell phone. Go to YouTube. And subscribe to the Guns Blazing Podcast. There you go. All right. Go ahead. Take off. Have a great day.
That's what I actually have a few officers that I've spoken with, and that's what we're doing. I've talked to some sergeants, some colonels, some commanders, a couple commandants, a couple other higher-ups, and they're starting to jump on board, Todd. We're going to start having random pullovers. And instead of people who are paranoid as fuck, this is really going to benefit those that are riding around dirty, that do think they're going down finally. They've been backstreeting it. And then when they finally get pulled over and they can't take it no more, but they don't have enough nuts to run, they're just finally ready to face the consequences. The fucking lucky draw, their life's going to happen, because all that's going to happen is they're going to ask us. They're going to get pulled over thinking they're about to hit the jail, and all they get told is this.
Let's go ahead and subscribe to the Guns Blazing Podcast on YouTube. All right, get on out of here. Hey, get those tags updated. They're 4 years out of date, buddy.
Can you ask the cop to hang around long enough to make sure and witness that they subscribe on their phone before they let him go?
I'm going to need you to step out of the car and show me you subscribed. I'll document your username. And if you unfollow, we'll serve you papers, because we know you're riding dirty as fuck and you probably have some sort of paraphernalia, no insurance, probably a suspended license, maybe a couple of outstanding warrants on some petty shit, and you're 4 years past your tags. All right, have a good day.
That's what we need.
That's what we need. And, you know, that's going to be the spiel. As soon as they stop the car, they're going to be like, can I see your license and proof of subscription to the Guns Blazing Podcast on YouTube?
Listen, I talk to commandants, I talk to commanders and sergeants and generals, and I talk to the higher-ups, the guys at plain clothes, that word comes down from them. Word's coming down.
Word is
it's going all
down.
The way down there. It's going all the way down, Todd.
All the way down. Did you see Jeff Bezos is going to space now?
He's going to go. He's somehow going to buy the moon. Like, he's going to own the moon.
I think he
and
is.
And then he's going to ship packages off there because he can cut off the fucking corners of the planet from the moon.
It says Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, along with his brother Mark, will fly to space on the first crewed flight of the New Shepard, the rocket ship made by his aerospace company, Blue Origin. Mm-hmm. The flight is scheduled for July 20th, the 52nd anniversary of the 1969 Apollo moon landing. Fucking dude, when you have enough money, you can. There's nothing you can't do.
If him and Elon Musk and Bill Gates and like whoever the fucking oligarch of Russia is, the main one, and then the main Chinese oligarch. If they started a 5-man dream team, they could literally take over. Like, what can't they do? They have the budget of the United States of America almost.
If those five people get together, they could dominate the world. Like, we would be at their whim. They could take over the world. And there's not shit we could do about it.
No.
They could have their own armies, their own nukes. They're fucking, you know, they're already flying. Like, everybody's outdoing NASA now. All these private companies are outperforming NASA before long. You're going to have Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk just fucking running the show. It's going to be like when you have... it's like government IT guys versus the people that work for Apple and Microsoft. It's going to be like that.
And it's going to be tough because the Apple workers, they're not really a frontline type of guy. You know, we're looking at a lot of red hair. I mean, not like born naturally, like painted red. We're looking at a lot of Jean capris on gentlemen. You know what I mean?
The difference in the quality of product. Like, that's what it's going to be like. Like, you go to the state of Indiana IT department, and you're like, hey, build me a server. But you go to the fucking Apple nerds, and you're like, build me a fucking server. You're going to get two very different servers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And NASA, I'm afraid NASA's going to end up like that one day. It's just like they're fucking driving a fucking 87 Datsun B210, and everybody else is driving a fucking Ferrari, you know?
Well, you know what? Again, if those guys, why aren't they team? Like, well, if you're Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, why aren't you just giving the other one a call and being like, let's just team up on some shit?
Yeah, well, do we both need private NASAs? No. Let's just fucking combine our shit, and then we'll build a super station. We'll build a Millennium Falcon. We'll build a Death Star. Well, that's what we'll do. We'll build a Death Star, our own fucking planet that just floats around in space.
Yeah.
Oh, you have money.
I heard a great theory the other day. One of my favorite new conspiracy theories is that their next big false flag is that it's the reverse engineered space shuttles that we've got that Bob Lazar speaks about and everybody.
Right.
You know, these guys that say they've been to Area 51 and that we do have the technology and we've been reverse engineering. Basically the same shit from Independence Day going on, right?
Exactly.
Except they're going to fake an alien contact.
Oh.
They're going to fly it in themselves.
Oh.
They're going to fly it in on us and make us think that we've just made contact. That's our next. So we got to all figure out one world, one nation bullshit.
Oh. So they're just going to use that threat of it being there, that there's a mothership from another planet, so that we all got to join forces and fucking start playing on the same team.
They'll just start floating them over all the major cities, London. You know what I mean? Greenville, North Carolina, fucking Wheels, Pennsylvania. You know what I mean? Like the major, major markets. Westlake, Ohio. You know what I mean? Gary, Indiana. Just the larger metropolitan areas. Don't forget about Salinas, California is on there. Also Ogden, Utah.
You know, in the early 1950s, I forget what year, month, and date this happened, but like all on the same date, almost every major nuclear installation that the military had in our country, a fucking UFO was spotted hovering over it. And like pilots and shit, they sent planes up to explore it. Mm-hmm. And pilots were reporting back to this Blue Book group and their interviews that there was a fucking beam of light like shining down and hitting the military installation from the ship as if it was like absorbing, sucking data out of it. Like that was in the 50s.
Yeah, we're talking about sucking data, guys. Just getting on it all in there, full mouthful of data.
It's like they're like coming
all the way in.
Like they came to our planet and they're like, let's see what these guys are up to. They're kind of playing around with some nuclear shit. What's their capabilities? And they just... And then they had everything they needed and they were out.
They just sucked the data right up, swallowed up all the data, didn't leave a drop of data, and then they just took off back home and just analyzed the data.
Like that came from a bunch of the Blue Book guys after everything shit got declassified. They were like, yeah, we reported this, but they told us that we had to lie and say that it was something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what?
And they're going to fake it. They're going to fake it, bro.
So I hope that when they fake that and they try to scare us into that the real aliens just come down and just fucking smoke them.
Oh, man. What if the real aliens did do that? You know, we're over here with a false flag with reverse engineered spaceships from the, you know, obviously from Roswell, New Mexico. And then guess what happens, right? When they pull a false flag, they fly in with the real shit, smack our shit down to the ground, make the humans get out. And then they hop out on the top of their shit like fucking Springsteen hopping out of the fucking front of the stage when he's, you know, he's got an arena full just out there. I just out in front.
What if they just pull up next to it? They just hover next to it. And it's just kind of like when you get next to somebody who mouthed off to you in a car and you get next to them and they're a pussy and you just give them a look and you're like, beat it. And they go, what if they just hover right next to the Bezos, like pretend alien ship, and they just look through the glass and they're like, land your shit. And they're like, okay.
They just do that, the neck thing.
Yeah.
The cut neck thing, bro. And what if they, and then they finally knock get off, down bro. Here and then they're like, and they just roll down the window and they go, hey, is Elon and Jeff home? And that's it. They just want to talk to them two fools. The rest of the people can fuck right off, man.
Shit.
Who is the Elon Musk and the Jeff Bezos of China? That's what I want to know. What are those Chinese Bezos and Elon up to? And why isn't there a Chinese Elon? That's China, man.
I'm sure there is at some level. What you got, Jarrett?
Isn't it Jack Ma or whatever his name was?
Jack Ma.
Yeah,
what's he do? So he's like, is he the richest guy in China?
Yeah.
But I thought he got popped. Something went down. They took a bunch of his shit or something happened to him.
He like disappeared for like a couple months, I think. I could be very wrong. But
did he get kidnapped?
I'm going to try and find his net worth is $49.5 billion.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's halfway to Bezos. Well, that's at Bezos now. He got divorced, so he's cutting up. Hey, you know what? We got to put her in this, and Mrs. Bill Gates too. She's, dude, they're both going to be powerhouses. I mean, they already are, but I'm saying, you know, sole proprietor now.
Yeah, they might start their own fucking NASA now.
Like, I mean,
just chill, like vacation space travel though. That would be cool. That's something more like I feel like that would be up there in their style.
How strong does the metal? Okay, so the metal on spacecraft can go obviously through the atmosphere. And it gets like a million fucking degrees, whatever. It's like driving through the sun, but and all that, it gets super hot, and they still make it out, right? And it's cold as balls in space. But what's preventing them from having like a bullet style aircraft that launches back at the globe at top speeds where it cuts in and then it just goes right into the ground? It can just go right to the fucking core of the earth, right through the mantle, back out on the other side, literally where we're right there where Timbuktu and China meet.
Just drive through the core of the earth,
right through
the lava
it,
and shit, and then come out the other side.
Cork it.
I'm sure.
Cork the planet.
I'm sure some aliens can do that shit. They probably have the technology to send a giant speeding bullet through, put a hole in us. We'd just be limping along out in space, off rotation from the sun.
You can't say we can't do it. I mean, it has to be able to be some sort of amount of power that can drive right through all things rock and soil, right through the mantle, right through the crust.
I mean,
and the other part that I forgot the name of it.
They've made attempts to go as far as they can go, like drill wise down. Bruce Willis was, I think he got the deepest.
Yeah.
Him
with
Ben Affleck was, because he was a hell of a drill operator.
Yeah. I remember that because I remember at the time Ben Affleck was dating his daughter. Was dating Bruce Willis' daughter.
Yes. Yeah. So I just think that was just the best, you know, that we could do as human beings.
But I was talking about an absolute space shuttle coming from at fucking top speeds from just outside of, you know, the moon.
Yeah.
Launch off city. You know what I mean?
You're talking about one that doesn't explode when it hits the surface. It just goes deep.
Yes. Just digs right in, bro. Start at the soft stand right there off fucking Florida or something where it's nice and sandy and soft.
But then what happens when you put a hole all the way through the earth? What happens to us?
Well, now you could put it on a kebab and now you could be at the universe cookout. Boom. You got a fucking planet. You're grilling up Earth.
Could I just grab a parachute and just jump down through there just go down to Australia and just pop up?
Only if it's in the winter, because obviously the solstice and the tilt of the Earth is what you're going to need, obviously, from a gravitational standpoint, as far as us not having the powerful equipment to drive through the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to wait until probably, I'd say, the winter solstice, and then you can do it.
That's what we need is a fucking tunnel from one end of the earth to the other.
That's it.
Or a network of them where we could go, yep, I'm going to take a right here, and then I can come out at in Spain.
Mm-hmm. Or just go around the mantle, you know, just go around the core.
I'm tired of driving and flying around the earth to get to other countries. I just want to get my car, drive through a tunnel, and pop up right there on the Autobahn.
Here I am. Boop. There I am. Bam. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Again, they've made an electron or a photon time travel. Like they've made it be able to teleport, which means that it's getting close to humans. Once you can get one of them to do it, then you start getting a group of them. Next thing you know, you got an atom and then a bunch of atoms. Obviously, you have flesh. And then we're doing fucking Star Trek stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you can't tell me we're not going to learn how to teleport. We figured out how to make sound and video and everything else go to Bluetooth. That's the first steps.
Oh, yeah.
200 years from now, there will be no such thing as airplanes or cars. People will just go, you know what I mean? Fucking full Star Trek, dude. Just beam me up, Scotty. Absolutely. Scotty, beam me up all the way there to the other place, the ship.
I want to be there right now. And I want all my molecules the way they were when I left. I don't want my fucking ear down by my neck. None of that shit.
None of it, dude. None of that. A lot going on. We just watched that dumbass fight. I watched the Mayweather. Did you watch the Mayweather fight? Did you watch the big?
No.
I saw a great one because there was a point when Floyd Mayweather caught him with a counter, and it kind of looked like Logan was out on. He kind of like almost like he went down on fell down on Floyd, and Floyd held him up.
Dude, here's the way I feel about it: is I wouldn't put it past anybody in that whole thing to be like, "Hey, Floyd." Under the table, if you don't knock our boy out, we'll give you an extra 10 mil. You know what I mean? Because I heard from several people, like, he could have fucking just ended that fight whenever he wanted. And he didn't. He just kept just trying to not get hit.
Yeah. Now, I just sent you guys a TikTok, and I was already seeing this, and I hadn't, but no one was saying anything about it. So I was like, maybe I'm wrong. And they didn't really show the replay. But it sure looks like it.
Yeah. I mean, that's... So
I just sent you and Jared the link.
That's why I'll watch it afterward. But that's why I didn't want to watch it because I was like, this isn't real. Like, I don't know. Like, there's Jake Paul. Like, how are you going to fight Floyd Mayweather, even though you're got him by 30-some pounds? Like, this is one of the best boxers.
20 years.
It's one of the best boxers to ever fucking do it. And you're just like a, you know, a club pro. How in the fuck are you going to, you can't fucking fight this guy.
Yeah, you're right. That's what he is. Not enough people are calling him a club pro.
Yeah.
He's a guy who could throw bombs. He's got skill. You know, like he would beat the fuck out of me in a boxing match.
Yeah, me too. Both him and his brother. His brother's even a bigger badass than him, I think.
Yeah. And you know what? There was a one flurry, though, he let loose on like the end of the second or third round where he was just banging Floyd, bro. But Floyd had his guard. I mean, he has the gloves over his head. You're not going to knock the guy out.
Right.
You know, he's holding the gloves up. He knows where to hold them to not take a shot.
Yeah.
He knows what he's like. Ding, 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 ding. Like, but it looked really good. Like the flurry, none of them were connecting hard, but it just, you could see his power. You know what I mean? When he was just doing that old school fucking gorilla, rah, rah, you know.
Yeah.
Just kind of like wide right hooks, you know, left and right hooks.
Yeah, and Mayweather's the master at not getting hit and absorbing punches. I mean, he knows how to move with them. He knows how to cover up. It's just like Ali, what he did to Foreman. Just lay on the ropes and let him swing and hit him until he got tired.
How about this, though? He got a guaranteed 10 mil plus half the 50% of pay-per-view cash.
Yeah.
Logan Paul got 250K guaranteed and 10% of the pay-per-view and all the clout. Because let's be real. I mean, I'll tell you what the best fight of the card was, the second fight of the night. The Ocho Cinco one. Ocho Cinco threw some bombs. He just got caught off balance, bro. You could see his feet. That's just the inexperience. He could have taken the shot if he was standing. If his feet weren't side by side, you know what I mean?
Did he get knocked out?
He got knocked down, not out.
Oh, okay. Who did he fight?
I don't even know. Some other fucking actual boxer. Though. He fought an actual boxer, though.
Okay.
But the second fight was really good. It was this guy Hertz. It was this guy Anaris or something. I forgot the name. But they banged it out. You know, they just sat there kind of dirty boxing it out. Pow, 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 pow. Just on, you know, kind of like dangling off the ropes. And yeah. And it was a good fight. It went all the way, you know. Fools, it was even raining there and shit. Dudes kept slipping. When knockdown was called, and he slipped. But overall, I mean, listen, it was. I guess at the end of the day, spend $50 on worse. You know, everybody's like, I would never. Blah, blah, blah. Bro, I fucked around at McDonald's with me and two buddies and spent $50. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've been drunk and hammered at a McDonald's, ordered, you know, three combos for myself.
Right. But here's what I want them to do. Like, if they're really interested in just fighting, I want to see him. I want to see Logan Paul fight somebody of his caliber who's also famous. Maybe he should have fought Ocho Cinco. I mean, I'd rather watch that than I would him Mayweather, because I know that's not going to be real. You know, like Mayweather's not going to do what he is able to do, either out of pity or some kind of under the table deal. But you put him against Ocho Cinco, I'll watch that fight because those two fuckers will go ham on each other.
And I think they beat up Ocho Cinco for sure. Just when I saw a little bit, in the fucking beginning of the whole pay-per-view was blacked out.
But at least it'd be a real fight. It wouldn't be one guy like holding back so he doesn't embarrass the other guy.
Yeah, you're right though. Like on their YouTube, they could have $5, $10, whatever, $20 buy. And when they both fight in the car, you don't have to have, you know, and again, why not get the bag? Okay. I'm not the one sitting here getting 10% of fucking $1 billion. Plus a $250K, you know, like, right. I'm not that guy. So it's easy for me to sit here and fucking Monday morning quarterback this thing.
Sure.
But, you know.
No, I respect their business. They're geniuses when it comes to business, and they know how to make money like nobody, and they're proving it. It's just for me personally, it's not a fight I'm going to watch. But, you know, a lot of people did, I'm sure.
But you proved to me, it was like when I was doing stand up, I always wanted to kill before I got on TV the first time. Like,
right.
But doing new shit was very hard and I didn't do it much. And I stuck to the script. I did my bits and I crushed as hard as I could with what I thought was my best material. Mm-hmm. Because I never knew, right? Like, I had nothing to prove. I had nothing to show anybody else. I had no resume of stand up to prove that I am funny. And then if I'm not funny in this second, it's because it's part of the creative artistic process or whatever.
Right.
So when I got on TV for the first time, there was like this weird thing that happened when I got on Comedy Central where I didn't feel obligated every time to crush. Like, I was like, I'm going to do some new shit. I'm going to try to gamble. I gambled with it more and less with the material that crushed it. So maybe that's what can happen here with these guys. Like, you're fighting you fought Floyd Mayweather, bro. You got nothing. There's nobody else. Who you do? Let Canelo beat you up? Because if Canelo fights you, you're gonna die. Like, you're gonna die. He's not gonna play. And Mayweather beat Canelo.
Yeah.
And Canelo, when I watched his last fight, he was banging that fucking guy's body, bro. He was hurting this man with every single punch.
Yeah.
So you fight a guy like that, but I say, why not go on your YouTube and just rattle off fucking $5 spar sessions type shit? Like, let people really see, you know, outside of some fucking corny exhibition with Floyd Mayweather, like, that we're all going to make, you know, you're going to be rich on, but no one's going to be happy with the product. No one's happy with that except for people that pretend that they're his best friend or that work for him or that have been watching him since he was two and don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? Then when they were that same age.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know, man. And there is a level where, okay, once you're already like a very successful, rich person and then you decide to do something that normally doesn't pay when you get started, it doesn't make sense for you. Like, let's say with like Pat McAfee and comedy, it didn't make sense for him to just start going to fucking open mics and working his way from MC to feature. No, it only made sense because you're already a famous person who has millions of dollars to just privately get good enough that you can go do a big show. And that's what he did.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. I get that for them too. You know, I don't expect them to go out and bang it out for free through the amateur circuit and then earn a pro card, you know. No, set up exhibitions or whatever. But what I really would love to see is them start fighting other dudes, kind of their skill level.
Yeah.
I think they're two tough dudes. Very fucking tough. I wouldn't want to fuck with either one of those dudes.
And guess what? They are not fucking around. Their bodies are the guys look like they're fucking chiseled right out of Greece.
And they're both like Greek wrestling champions of Ohio. Like, you're no fucking slouch when you can do that. I mean, that's a big wrestling state. They're superior combat athletes. It's just you know, I don't know. I want to see you fucking knock somebody's head off, and you're not going to be able to knock Mayweather's head off, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, let's see some real battles. Look, let these guys go. No more fucking Muggsy Bogues or whoever the fuck he fought. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're not fighting. No more of that bullshit, dude. Let's go. Get some dudes in there. Let's bang it out for real.
Oh, dude. And I you know.
Guys with other guys who are super hungry.
Yes.
Guys that this will help them out.
Oh,
you know what I mean? That's what we need to see with these guys. Look, we get it. You can make $1 billion. You can fight anybody you want. You just fought fucking Floyd Mayweather.
Yep.
Okay, no one's ever done that outside of all the champions and Conor McGregor.
Right.
So good, great job. Now, okay, now let's go. Start banging it out with dudes just as hungry as you at your skill level, and then let's watch that. Let's get gain some respect that way.
Like, hey, dude, you know, he's never going to do this because he pisses on Logan Paul's money probably. But like Mark Wahlberg, I want to see you fight Mark Wahlberg. He fucking boxes. He trades with Manny Pacquiao. Like, hey, fight him. Fight Mickey Rourke even.
He's too old. It's like he 70, might be, dude. He's like 70, 60 something.
I think he's in his 50s, but.
No, he's older than that.
Is he? Is he?
Okay. He's got to be.
Okay.
But I see what you're saying there.
Yeah, somebody like that who has, because those guys both fight at least a club pro level. And, you know, so take Mark Wahlberg for right now, or somebody like him, maybe that's not quite as fucking powerful and rich as Mark Wahlberg. But, you know, I think that would be a fucking awesome pay-per-view card.
Yeah. I'd like to see one of them fight Luke Rockhold, too.
Yeah. Somebody like oh, man.
Luke Rockhold, bro.
So
either way, like, I think the work ethic proves that we're both in agreement that their work ethic is the real deal. They are great athletes. They are good fighters. But yeah. Now you've proved that you can fucking beat up but fight anybody in the planet. Now let's stop fucking around. Start banging it out for real. Let's start really seeing some wars.
Yeah, let's put on some shows now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like even the Tyrone Woodley. I'm like, come on, Tyrone Woodley, dude. That's who's going to fight. Like, he's not. I don't know what his boxing background is, but I don't think he was ever a pure boxer. He was definitely a great striker for sure, but
yeah, that'll be interesting.
You're not going to knock him out, that's for sure. He's not going to get knocked out. That's absolutely fucking bonkers. Right. Even him, even though he's lost, like, he's obviously in the backside of his career and he's lost a bunch of fights out of the, you know, whatever his record is, his last five fights is not good.
Now you step it up and you fight an Anderson Silva.
But he's even on the other side.
He's on the other side, but that dude is a fucking boxer. I mean, he's a boxing specialist for an MMA guy. Like I you know what I mean? Like that to me, then that's a test because he's not so superior to you that he's like a cat playing with a mouse like Mayweather, but he also is a legit fucking boxer. Or like Chris Lytle, all these guys are older than them, but a lot more fucking boxing experience and still in pretty good shape. Like Anderson Silva was fighting, 2 years ago? So.
Yeah, but he's still way backside, especially with that broken leg and shit.
Sure, but you don't have to kick anybody now.
Yeah. But I want to see, like, if you really want to challenge it, I would say offer Canelo all the money in the world.
But
they won't ever do that, though, because Canelo will beat the flying fuck out of those. Now we're talking really on the underdog side. You're really taking a fight with a set of nuts on you saying you could fight. Because Canelo last night, Canelo said some shit, but it was in reference to the Mexico soccer team. And I think fucking goofball that wears his hat up all high, the trucker hat, Jake, not Logan, Jake, he responded like talking shit to Canelo, but like he's such a dumbass that Canelo wasn't even referencing him or his brother.
Right.
Like Canelo will murder those kids.
Well, yeah, and that's why I don't want to see those. I mean, if Canelo fights true, the fight's going to last 30 seconds. I mean, there's no stopping him. I mean, he could rape him and he couldn't stop him. You know what I mean? Like,
for lack of a better term.
It's like taking somebody who was a really good high school basketball player, like a superior player. Maybe he played a little bit of, you know, at a small college for a year or two. And then you're going to have one-on-one contests with, you know, fucking Kobe Bryant in his prime or what, you know, it's just like, what?
You know,
what am I watching here? I don't know. You can find anything on the internet and I think they're doing it right. So all the kudos to them. Bezos is going to space. The Paul brothers, you know, are fighting the best boxers in the fucking game. If you're rich, you can do anything. You can watch it all on the internet. I try to be careful when I'm on the internet because I look up some pretty dark shit, Sean. I don't want people tracking me, you know?
You do, bro. You know, you're a cautious guy. And we kind of need that next level of protection. You know what I mean?
We do. That's why I use IP Vanish. It's a virtual private network, or VPN for short, if you like acronyms. A VPN, if you don't know this, is a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet.
And here's the thing. You can use a VPN on your computers, tablets, phones, even little things like Fire Sticks when you're streaming media. When you use a VPN, all your data is encrypted. Okay. What you're reading, what you're searching, you perverts, what you're watching, you sickos, whatever it is you're doing, you pigs.
That's okay? Important because what you're doing on the internet is no one else's business but yours, unless you're like trying to plot assassination of a president. But IP Vanish helps you remain anonymous and secure on the internet, and that's what it's all about, baby. For listeners of this show, IP Vanish is offering an incredible 65% off.
That's the super duper sale alarm.
65% off, just $3.49 for the first month, or $31.49 for the entire year.
Fire sale. You know what I mean? Fire sales going on. Here's everything you get, Todd, with IP Vanish. Anonymous IP addresses. This means your personal IP address can't be tracked by anyone on the web. You little perverts, you pigs, you sickos. Love and it. Those needing, also Todd, those just needing extra protection. This is what you want. We can circumvent any online censorship. IP Vanish has more than 1,500 servers in 70 plus locations. Okay, Todd?
Get protection when using public Wi-Fi. Listen, if you're a vulnerable person, you know, there's a lot of fucking weird people out there, a lot of sick people, and you don't need them coming to find you, all right? Feel safe when you're on their net. Remember, with IP Vanish, all your data is encrypted so no one can snoop on what you're doing. 24/7 support. Email them, chat with them, even call them. They're there to help.
Wow. I mean, listen, 65% off. If you want that, all you got to do is go to ipvanish.com/gunsblazing. You get 65% off. Okay. And they have plans starting at $3.49 or $31.49 for the year. Complete protection.
Complete protection. This is the time to sign up with our discount and their current promotional offerings. You get a VPN for 65% off their usual offering. IP Vanish is the best of the best, even rated 4.7 out of 5 on Trustpilot, and that's with more than 6,000 reviews. Show these guys some love. They're kind enough to sponsor the show. You know what? We want them coming back, and it's a real product that we get behind. I don't want people seeing my shit. So let's do this. All right. So what, we got rich people doing whatever they want. What else is going on? What's going on in your world? When you get that rich, what's the one crazy thing you're going to do that you've always wanted to do?
I'm going to definitely have that I've always wanted. Like, I guess it depends on how powerful we're talking here. Because it's going to have to. I'm going to definitely buy an island like fucking Norman's Cay. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You got to go island on them, bro. Who are you if you don't have your own island? Have some respect for your money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A runway full. And you got to have a fleet of vehicles. You got to have a fleet of you know, jets. You probably need some. Like, my goal, if I want to get around, if I'm a billionaire. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy up some old F-14s, some ones that have been decommissioned. You know what I mean?
Ooh, nice.
I'm going to have a couple F-14s on the fleet. What are they, a mil, 2 mil max? Get an older one? No big deal, dude. You scoop up a couple old F-14s. You obviously got the money to pay the pilots. You know, you call fucking Goose and Maverick to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have a couple of those choppers with the tube, with the blades in the back and the front. The big ones, the Chinooks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have a lake on site. We're jumping out of the Chinook into the lake. I mean, have some with all-terrain vehicles waiting once we get out of the lake. Like, I want a full military operation, but just for me and my friends in my area.
I love that. You know what I'm going to do?
A couple F-14s. You can get around a private jet, a private airstrips all over the world on your own F-14. That's player shit.
It's real player shit. I'm going to grab like the best of the best MMA fighters once their UFC contract's over. And I'm just going to pay them outrageous amounts of money to have our, instead of pay-per-view for us, our own private fights in my backyard.
That too, bro.
Whole fucking whole deal. Like, I catch Chelsea, describe Chelsea Sonnen. You know, let's bring him in, let him fight somebody. You know,
here's
what I mean?
A mil. I'll give you guys both a mil.
Yeah, boom. Let's go.
Let's go half a mil. You guys split a mil. Winner, hey, you know what you really want to do? You have a small guarantee of like, 100,000. The purse is 1.2 million, right? 200,000 to the loser, 100 a million to the winner. And that's how you get real people out there fighting. And if you're a billionaire, $1 million is like fucking, it's like finding $10
If I have Bezos money, like I have $80 billion, fuck, hey, everybody can have a million for showing up.
Everybody gets a mil. You get a mil. You get a mil. Guess what? I don't even give a fuck if we air it. I just want me and my friends to watch the fights.
Oh, I won't air it. Absolutely.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not airing it. This is for us only. This is just for your guys' own private money. You guys come in here and square the fuck right off, dude.
You win, you get another million. How about that? Whoever wins gets another million.
No.
And pick a car. Pick a car out of my garage.
Yeah, go get a car. But hey, listen, only from the 2019 and an older lot.
Yeah.
But also, listen. Okay, it's $1.2 million budget per fight. All right, we're scheduling minimum one fight a month. So do the math on that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're taking a loss on this event, so it's all a write-off at the end of the day.
But I got $80 billion, so my bank account earns me fucking $7 million a fucking week or whatever in the hell it is.
Yeah, that's what I earn just in interest alone. Yeah. I cover this shit with interest. I call these the interest fights.
Okay? I'll charge $10 to each one of my friends to come in and get a wristband, and I take a fucking a $20 million loss every event.
Yeah.
As a write-off.
Now, listen, we're not trying to bob and weave taxes here. We're just saying that there's benefits to this,
Yeah.
And listen, do we have probably 10 to 15, maybe 30 billionaires that listen to this podcast? Yeah, we do.
Sure.
Now, if they want to come forward to us and maybe have a little meeting for consultation purposes,
mm-hmm.
we're open to that.
And if I had that much money, if I had $80 billion, Sean, you know that I could have real gladiator shit. Like I could find two guys who are badasses to sword mm-hmm. fight to the death.
Yeah.
Secretly in my backyard. If I have $80 billion and I offer the winner $2 million.
Oh, come on.
There's a lot of people that will need $2 million bad enough. They'll fight to the death with swords.
Now, what are the rules and regulations? Are there any countries where you can literally have fights that you have to fight to the death?
Oh, no, it would have to be illegal underground shit. But it happens. That happens all the time with those Russian billionaires. They're having fucking fights to the death and all kinds of crazy shit.
That's wild, bro. Fights to the death.
I would totally. Goddamn. I would have a gladiator arena, and I would have fights to the death back there.
I've had two gummies, and I just ate half of this crispy treat, which is 50 milligrams.
Tasty, isn't it?
Very tasty.
Like, it's hard not to eat. I don't know how they make them.
It's wonderful packaging as well, these three cheese. And listen, I'm not just saying this. When they sent me a gift package, did they get on my good side a little even more? Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the fact that it's actually delicious.
Yeah. Do yourselves a favor when you buy that package. Also have made yourself a dozen Fruity Pebble like real Fruity Bubble, non-weed ones to set out because you're going to want to eat like 12 of them. And if you eat all those in one setting, you're going to be pretty, pretty high. Control yourself.
Just pace yourself, guys. Don't overdo it. We got a lot of videos coming out. Oh, by the way, Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines, Iowa.
In 2 weeks, I will be there. Okay. Funny Bone, Des Moines. Todd and I will be in Philly July 1st. Louisville, August. Fort Wayne, August.
Let's go, kid.
We're coming, and my set's popping right now. I'm coming with a big fat steel-toed boot right to ass cheeks in the crowd, bro. I'm kicking people in their ass, bro.
That room in Fort Wayne's really cool.
I can't wait to see it.
It's set up nice.
I hope the fucking water circus is gone by the time I get there.
Yeah, fucking nobody. If you came to my show, you know, you couldn't fucking park because the whole parking lot was taken up with a giant goddamn water circus. And nobody even knows what a water circus is.
I don't even, to this day, I don't know what happened. It's underground. Come on.
It was all in a tent. Like, what's going on in there?
An underground, underwater.
And it was a tall ass tent, too. It was like four times the height of the building. So there's some high flying shit going on in there.
Are they putting pools in there? They got to have some kind of water apparatus, some kind of facility that holds water.
Like a big one, evidently. I don't know if everything happens over water. I don't know what's going on. I wanted to go in there so bad, but I had to go do my show, so I couldn't.
They should have like a pass for all entertainers. It's kind of like on the Vegas Strip. Like if you're a flamingo girl in one show, you should be able to go into all the shows backstage, you know?
That's how I told the crowd. I'm like, this is how you know the city of Fort Wayne is done with COVID. This is how you know they, as far as they're concerned, COVID's over, because they just filled this entire fucking parking lot with a water circus, and there's 200 fucking kids running around there with carnies from every fucking ditch in America running around exposing them to everything under the sun.
You think that there's a carny out there that says, I'm a carny, my dad was a carny, his dad was a carny, two uncles that were carny, three of my cousins were carnies, his dad's mm-hmm. dad was a carny.
And I also talked about this. What do you think things were for the carnies during COVID? We thought we had a bet. What's a carny do during COVID?
I mean,
murder for hires, I think.
You know, and also I found out this tip recently. I found out this little tidbit, not tip, a tidbit, is that they don't serve corn on the cob at the carnival because only 35% of the staff can even eat corn off of a cob due to levels of teeth.
Yeah, because of meth mouth.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, that's a wild thing to not serve corn, man, because mm-hmm. your fucking staff can't eat it. But I guess that there's so much turnover and end up that normally beforehand, before carnies started losing all their teeth back in the day when they still had teeth, when this shit was high class.
Oh, yeah.
They used to sell corn and then that would be like a major snack for all the carnies when the carnival closed down because there was so much corn left over.
Oh, yeah.
And then slowly teeth start going missing. Guess what? They're starting to throw away more and more and more corn.
And I don't know if people are even aware of this, but carnies, terrible dental plan.
Terrible
dental plan.
Terrible. They only sponsor every other tooth in the insurance plan.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is they take care of every other one, but the ones in between fall right out.
And you only get that if you're upper management. Like if you have to be in charge of a ride or you get that. You're not a setup and breakdown guy.
You setup breakdown guys are just fucking, they're paying full price.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the guy running the Gravitron, mm-hmm. the guy that does the fucking, sets up the fucking whole sledgehammer, ka-ding, bing.
Yep.
And also the zipper guy, the guy that runs the zipper, the most Absolutely. Important guy in the park, the fucking alpha male of all alpha carny males.
Half their teeth are covered.
Yeah, half of them. That's every other tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, depending on which teeth are fucked up, you have to go in and decide where to start so that you don't skip the teeth that need to work. That's right. Where the real planning comes into play, Todd.
And so, you know, there's a lot of strategy with that. You're like, oh, am I just going to keep mm-hmm. the front ones? Because that's what people see. And I just won't open my mouth very wide so see I have no back ones. Or do I go every other because I can get a better chewing experience? But I don't know. Yeah. You look fucking weird with every other tooth. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. Call. It's a cold world, dress warm. You know what I mean? Even you have your other tooth, bring a coat for that tooth.
Those BB guns don't shoot straight either.
They don't, bro. That's why they fucking, you can never hit shit. They have curved barrels, bro.
Yeah, they do.
They have curved barrels.
What's up? One time
I walked into the Fun Mirror Fun House. And my eye binged off, my lazy eye went off to the right and binged off on different mirrors.
Damn.
And I was the only, now with the angle cut off and the angle of my retina,
mm-hmm.
I banged off 37 mirrors to another 42 in a different direction, back to another 26 that went southbound to where I was, and I saw myself in a full 360, something that only people with crooked right and or left eyes can catch at the right mirror at the right time in a funhouse mirror place.
That's amazing. You saw yourself from all angles at the exact same time.
But no, listen, it was like I was going in a circle. It was like I was full fucking circle. They have a weird thing in there that fucks with lazy eye people. It's called the mirror eye combo.
Does it feel like you're spinning? Like the room's spinning?
Well, yeah, because my hair was even moving out towards the outside. Like, you know, when the gravitation centrifugal force pulls your hair when you spin.
Yeah. Damn. That's crazy.
You know, one time I sat in a booth next to a special needs guy, and he had a lazy eye on his left side and mine right side. And he thought we were having a standoff.
Oh.
And he swung on me. And I was on the booth over and I had to move. So he didn't think I was trying to go at him.
Damn. I never thought about that.
Careful, man, with the mirror and the side booth and the corner and all the right angles. Mm. That shit's like, man, that will set somebody off, man. You guys don't even know.
Are you glad you're traveling again? Do you feel like it's getting back to normal, getting out, moving around?
Yeah, getting, you know, one weekend and a night a month on the road is nice. I just had such my comedy chops were like, I felt like I was in a zone in Lexington, and I'm just so excited. If I was doing it every single weekend, I would be ready to film a special by December.
Yeah.
And just go off and just set off and just come out of nowhere from the back of the pack in the comedy world. I'm that confident. Like I'm so excited about comedy and doing and getting my set so dialed in and so like polished mixed with some crowd work. Mm-hmm. When I'm given the right, you know, interactions.
Yeah.
That I want to be like a ninja with two samurai swords, just cutting through crowds, just fucking just in half. They didn't even see it coming type shit. That's my, like, at this point, you know, like we've had this, so many opportunities to do all this other fun stuff and everything is fun. Podcasts are fun. Video content's fun. Traveling and content's fun. But nothing to me, like personally, will ever even come close to having that feeling in the back of the room with a room full of people wondering how this is going to, you know, is this going to, hoping this is good. And then you just slide right up there with the light on you and you just mow these people down with some shit they never saw, mixing crowd and material and stories. And they don't know the difference between anything. And then just having them come out in a whirlwind of fucking just fun and excitement, their endorphins and buying merch and taking pictures and fucking high-fiving you. That's my shit. This rest of this stuff is awesome. I love doing it, but that's what I want.
Yeah, I hear you. And it just feels good to be traveling again. You think about this fucking, I feel like I've become such a hermit. So it just feels good to be on the move and traveling on a semi-regular basis. And I don't know if everybody else is like that. Like if you had a job that you traveled a lot, you're just getting back to, or because it's summertime, you're planning a big trip or whatever. I don't care whether it's for work or play. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you.
Oh, man, do yourself a favor, no matter what you're doing. Listen, when I'm on the road on the way to my shows, I'm jamming my Raycons with my playlist that gets me in the zone, because a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference, guys.
You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. What are we talking about here? Raycons look great and feel even better. You know I have weird-shaped ear holes. They fit them perfectly. They come in a range of cool-ass colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. Does it get any better than that, Sean?
Let me tell you something, Todd. Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. Let me tell you something. A lot of these devices that are just dog shit, you got to fuck around with the Bluetooth and disconnect and turn it back off and on and blah, 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 blah. Not Raycons. We're talking about seamless Bluetooth pairing. You know what? I might put that on my back as a tattoo, because that's what's important to me. That's what bugs me when shit ain't seamless. And this right here, these Raycons, they call them the big homie seamless Bluetooth pairing.
24-hour battery life and portability. What are we talking about here? Yeah, it's true. Where do you take them? You go to work? work out, whatever. It doesn't matter. What makes them an absolute must-have for your daily grind is that they are comfortable, they are affordable, they are durable, and they last 24 hours on a single charge. Come on, listen up.
Todd, that's my favorite part. You know why? Because sometimes I get lazy, Todd, and I forget. You know, I'm tired after my workout. I don't have time. I forget to plug them in, and I don't want to get up to go plug them in. I don't have to worry about it because I only have been using them for a few hours. They got 24-hour battery life. That's what's awesome.
Listen, guys, Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for our listeners, and here's what you got to do it. Go to buyraycon.com/gunsblazing. There you'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order, and it's such a good deal, you'll want to grab a pair and a spare because that discount comes off the entire order. Pile it on. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/gunsblazing, buyraycon.com/gunsblazing. Blazing. God, we love Raycon so much.
That was not special effects. That was me, guys. That was me.
You are another Michael Winslow. You Listen, could be the next Michael Winslow.
I could do the I could do the Jimi Hendrix stuff, but guess what? I don't want to do it. I'm not trying to be reinvent the wheel here, man.
You don't want to be special effects mouth guy?
No, I'm trying to grab these 3-Chi tinctures. You know what I mean?
Tinctures. Let's get the tinctures out.
Listen,
let's go.
So we got shows coming up. Everybody come out. Get on our YouTube. We got a ton of videos coming out. Mm-hmm. We've been working hard. Our producer's been working hard. Shout out to Jared. Always here, always helping, always on the move, always ready to rock and roll.
He's the man. The absolute man.
He is the man.
You're the man, and everybody that listens is the man or the woman.
Hey, we got our Patreon party coming up next month,
July 10th.
Pumped about it. Gonna have meat on the grill, beers flowing, cocktails, and a bunch of other stuff happening. And it's gonna be a fun time. It's for our Patreoners. You know what I mean?
If you are a Patreon member, you will find out whether or not you're randomly selected to attend the party. If that's part of your benefit package, others know that they're guaranteed because that's part of their benefit package. But you that don't know will know by end of business Wednesday.
End of business Wednesday.
On Tuesday, you'll know this by end of business Wednesday. So can't wait. It's gonna be a big party in the backyard. Good ass time. Lots of good food, music, cornhole, whatever in the hell we want to do. We're gonna do it.
Maybe we'll have a little tournament, a little tourney. I mean, I'll just play with my left hand.
Probably gonna have two guys fight to the death with swords.
Possibly have two people fight to the death with swords.
Trying to line that up right now.
It could be a couple of Russian oligarchs flying in on choppers, whatever. I'm going to buy a hovercraft.
Let's do it. All right, brother. I got to bounce and get my lady from the rental car company. Great, as always, to sit down and talk with you and Jarrett. You're awesome. I love both of you.
I love you, buddy.
Let's get out of here.
Peace.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Nothing says summer like a rich, creamy ice cream float from Skyline. Made with two scoops of fresh vanilla ice cream and your choice of Barq's Root Beer, Barq's Red Cream Soda, or any of their Coke products. At participating Skyline locations while supplies last.